The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Voice of the people. News Talk 710, KNUS, Denver. Get up, get at it, and get it done with Peter Boyles on News Talk 710, KNUS.
Wednesday morning, everyone, October 21. It is 13 days to Election Day. 710, KNUS, the voice of the people. Good to have you here. 710, KNUS Weather Center weather on a Wednesday morning. 73 the high, 37 tonight, and then 62 tomorrow. And then here we go. Comes Friday, 18 degrees Friday night. 44 will be the high. Look at Sunday. Here comes the snow, 30-20 swing, 14 degrees on Monday night. Here it comes, 710 KNUS Denver's talk station. We have a good lineup coming in. There's been some really good investigator commentary work done on Kyle Clark and Channel 9. Our very own Jimmy Sangenberger did a great piece in The Federalist. He's on the show. This fellow by the name of Daniel Cole did a piece, Kyle Clark's Ridicule of the Right Could Drown 9 News. And then this bizarre story that shows up, I read Westward every morning, Roberts' piece, How Jean-Benet Ramsey Non-Story Turned into Demonic Blockbuster. Woof. And Mike's on the show. I want to begin with watching Channel 9 again last night, and they have become even more despicable than they've ever been in the past. And as we know, they continue to go out and get like people like Stanley Garnett, and they try to do this, I said, follow the pee. There's a game, a gimmick that you could not win. They did it in Carney's when I was a kid, and I love Penn and Teller's Fool Us, and there's a guy, and they got the walnut shells, and there's a pea under one of them, and you're trying to follow the pea, and you're always wrong. And they're playing this, and Kyle Clark really is the Benny Hinn of Denver TV. But last night, again, they set this up where, you know, we have nothing to do with this. We have turned this over to our out-of-town sister reporters who are going to do this wonderful job. My foot. Anybody that's in this business knows. They're not. First of all, they would never bring anybody in that would do the kind of a job that I would do. Now let's bring Peter Boyles in here and let him be our investigative reporter on what happened in the murder of Lee Keltner. Never going to happen. These guys have soft-soaped it. They're working for the same law firms. They're working for the man. They're doing it right. So last night, and now they're beginning to manufacture the self-defense, that will be the defense. This will be the defense of Matthew Dolloff. He did it in self-defense. Channel 9, Kyle Clark is serving it up. Who do they go and get? The one, the only, Mitch Morrissey, the district attorney who was, I think, very much involved in what happened to Corey Voorhees, the ICE agent whose life was destroyed, what happened, why, and what they knew about Bill Ritter and his shenanigans when he was governor. Mitch was, I think, up to his eyebrows in that. So they go and get Mitch Morrissey. Stanley wasn't enough. We'll go get another DA. And this just cracks me up. And what if you listen to, and don't kid yourself, they went over this. I mean, I'm in this business. One of the cool things about talk radio, and one of the hard things about talk radio, it's raw. You're just doing it. On a case like that, in a setup, and they pick the right locale, you know, and it's the streets, the fall-colored leaves. Mitch has a sport coat and an open neck on his, you know, on his shirt. And it's very casual, but he's Mitch. And he gives you the self-defense. And we already know the statement has come out from Dolloff's attorney, who I'm told is a pretty good lawyer. He's made his statements in self-defense. This is just Channel 9 doubling down. If you can't see through this, what 9 is doing, I got a bridge for you in Brooklyn. So I wrote these, I've scribbled my little notes to myself. I was watching Kyle Clark last night because I now do it, you know, what was the great line about living in sport? And I wrote this down. I scribbled to myself, why does Nod keep doing this story when everybody else has run from the story because they know it's a toxic story for all the media outlets, the Post and Channel 7, everybody else. Channel 4, they're taking this guy, and I liked what this Daniel Cole wrote about how they allow Jeremiah Elliott, the left-wing agitator, captured on video screaming radical epithets at Lee Keltner immediately before Doloff shot him. And he goes on, and he promotes his GoFundMe page on Channel 9. He appears as a quaking victim instead of a blatant aggressor. Ford did the same thing. Nothing was worse than Nines. How are you? How are you, man? How you doing, man? God, was that despicable. And I wrote down self-defense with the district attorney. Mitch Morrissey, who, don't kid yourself, that was set up. If you think that they just walked up, hey, Mitch, you got a minute? Sure. Huh, anything for my friends at Nine. No, it's a setup. They stood in the street. How many takes did they make? Camera angles. He's in on it. On any and all levels. I don't know. Don't know. But listen to how this is crafted. This is slick. Unless you're the trained professional that I am, this might slip by you. This is sleazy and underhanded, but all of those lead up to these two words, Kyle Clark. Ladies and gentlemen, Chanel number 9 last night. Listen cautiously, listen carefully, because Mitch is already setting up the self-defense, what that really is about, and then these creeps keep saying the second gun. The second gun, the second gun. Everybody knows it's Keltner's gun. Everybody. The cops know it's Keltner's gun. The DA knows it's Keltner's gun. And listen to this doofus. You know, he's from our sister station, so he's a cherry boy. He didn't know anything about any of this. Hell's bells. If he didn't know that the second gun belonged, you know, we still don't know who owns that second gun. Then Mitch brings up the second gun. You're being had by these people. 6 after the hour. Here we go. Chanel number 9.
The criminal case against the unlicensed security guard who shot and killed a man could come down to murder or self-defense. Matthew Doloff is that guard, now defendant. He was hired by the company Pinkerton, contracted to provide security for 9 News journalists covering the rival protests in Denver recently when that shooting occurred. Doloff's first court appearance is tomorrow. We're turning to some journalists from outside our newsroom to cover this story. The question of self-defense or murder gets a closer look now from Casey Nolan from our sister station in St. Louis.
What happened in the instant after this photo, we know. 49-year-old Lee Keltner died from a single gunshot. But it's what happened in the seconds before that could determine Matthew Doloff's fate. The Denver district attorney charged the 30-year-old with murder in the second degree. But an attorney for the Doloff family told 9 News in a statement, Matt was acting in self-defense. Matt put his life and now his liberty between the now deceased and the 9 News employee. This was not a political assignment for Matt. This was simply Matt protecting your employee.
It's easy to claim self-defense, obviously, if you're just defending yourself in a fistfight or something. It's much harder to claim it when you kill somebody.
Mitch Morrissey spent more than 3 decades in the prosecutor's office and served 12 years as Denver's district attorney. He says to claim self-defense when deadly force is used, the defendant must have been confronted by deadly force.
And you just get slapped or even common bear mace, probably not going to kill you, probably not going to cause serious bodily injury.
Denver police say 2 guns were recovered from the scene where Lee Keltner was killed. They say one belonged to Matthew Doloff, but neither police nor prosecutors will say who had the second gun. Morrissey says if a second gun was involved, it may change the case.
The individual that is using self-defense would have to know about the gun, would have to have seen the gun.
Morrissey says another Colorado law could be a factor, what's known as heat of passion.
And that's where somebody, there is a highly provoking act that causes you to kill someone. That's an even lesser offense than second-degree murder. So is being slapped a highly provoking act? Is having mace pointed at you after being slapped a highly provoking act? These are questions that a jury has to decide.
Provided, of course, the case reaches a jury. Matthew Doloff, at last check, has not been able to make bail and remains behind bars. Reporting in Denver, I'm Casey Nolan.
Can you see it? You hear it? You smell it? You watch it. All right, we go to John on line 1. John, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Pete. Great show. I have a stupid question, but You know, there's a fine line in anything you do. If someone has a gathering, they do it legally, but the other side wants to disrupt it. Do you know how far they can legally go to disrupt the rally?
I can tell you the one that I knew a little bit about was the original, was the Columbus Day Parade, and John Hickenlooper was mayor. Again, another lost moment by Cory Gardner. But he actually believed there were two sides. I remember I was working, doing mornings on KHOW, and the so-called, some of them were really Native Americans. A lot of them were like fake Ahanases. And they went down and they stopped a bunch of elderly Italians from marching, Italian-Americans, from marching in a Columbus Day parade. That actually the first Columbus Day parade in this country happened in Denver, Colorado. And I'm told Mother Caprini actually walked in it. Well, having said those things, so these bunch of young guys went and got a permit, and they're going to have a parade. And these other guys, they were going to stop it. Well, they pulled the permit. It's the same thing that happened in Back the Blue. They had the paper. They had the permit. And Hickenlooper started talking about both sides, the one side that can stop the parade and the other. No, you got the permit. Now, they can line the sidewalks, which they did, and scream filthy things, which they did. They can't throw anything. They can't run out and grab anybody. They can't stop the parade. But Hickenlooper actually believed that they conceivably had a right to stop that parade. No, they did not. And that's this interesting thing, the First Amendment. So when the muster takes place a week ago Saturday, they had the right to be there. And they didn't pull a permit because they saw what happened the last time. So they were putting the, you know, they were gilding the lily. At the same time comes, and the canned food drive, apparently, I was told, got promoted on a Denver TV outlet. I don't know that. And so they showed up. And the cops this time, just like the cops in Aurora during the ICE detention center siege, they decided the second go-around they were actually going to be cops. That in spite of the nonsense that comes out of people's mouths about what happened, the Aurora PD stood down. ICE got overrun. The American flag got dragged down. The Denver Post had those pictures. And they did nothing. And then they're coming back the second time. And this time, Sparky Metz, the former chief, says, okay, we're going to be cops. And at that point, all of the Marxists on the inside of the Aurora City government and council told their boys, well, you can walk down here, but don't show up for a fight because they're going to be cops. Now, move ahead. When they do the Back the Blue rally at Civic Center Park, the cops stood down. People got hit and punched and got hurt. And if it wasn't for that one lieutenant, the SWAT lieutenant, people would have really gotten hurt. So this time, they're coming back, and these were men, and we talked about, don't go. If you can't take your grandkid or you can't go, don't go. And these guys were coming because they were going to hold their ground. And here comes the other side. This time, the cops are going to be cops. But it was interesting to me in watching Chief Montoya explain immediately. I mean, Keltner's body's not cold. And they're explaining, oh, no, there's nothing to do with Antifa, nothing to do with Antifa. Antifa has nothing to do with this. Really. Having said all of those things, who's standing right over to his left with a mask on? Chief Paul Pazin, who has vanished into the night anyhow. So they came to disrupt the Tiggs muster, his rally, and they would have done it. They'd have rushed in, and I'll tell you what, I'll bet there was guys on the inside of that who wished the cops weren't there. I think that's the truth, because they were going to settle a score, and that's just the truth. But they were acting peacefully, and they were leaving peacefully, and for whatever reason, Channel 9 knew to hang around. Everybody's going home. It's over. But why does Channel 9 hang on at that squeeze point? The same thing with the Denver Post photog. Why did they hang around at that squeeze point watching Jeremiah Kelly pull his antics leading up to it? Because they knew. I don't believe for a second they knew that a murder was going to happen, but they knew that something was going to happen. Something was going to happen. And Jeremiah Kelly was going to give them the shot. The next questions are, and are pretty self-evident, did they have a relationship? Did they know each other? Did Jeremiah Kelly know? Did he know Doloff? Did he know Zach Newman, the Did he know? Who did he know? Did they huddle as, you know, I don't know if you ever heard Teague say it. He saw them huddle before it happened. And there's a picture. There's a picture that got sent to me, and it's Jeremiah Kelly leaning on the fence, and you can see the Denver Post photographer sideways behind him. Did she know to follow him? He's the money shot. And here, the only question I have, and I had a conversation with somebody that I have immense respect for, if Channel 9 wasn't there at that squeeze point when the muster was filing out, nothing had happened. The only people that are having violence were the cops who are having violence with the Antifa characters up on the Broadway fence. As they walked out through that squeeze point, if Channel 9 wasn't there, and if the Denver Post wasn't there, and watching Jeremiah Kelly do his antics, he only was performing for the camera. If they weren't there, would Lee Keltner have gone home alive? The answer is, I believe he would have. If Channel 9 and the Denver Post weren't there, would Lee Keltner have gone home safe? Would Lee Keltner be alive today? Would he be making hats? I believe the answer is absolutely would have been. And that ties them all in.
Yeah.
And?
Well, a couple of things, and I'll let you go. You know, there's an old saying, you don't go to law school to figure out what's right and wrong. You go to learn the law.
By the way, Jeremiah Elliott's his name. I'm sorry. I said
Jeremiah. But it's common sense when you have two rallies, people who are young, there's going to be shouting, and there may be a fist fight. I mean, you know that's going to happen.
They came for a fight. And again, with apologies by saying Jeremiah Elliott. It's Jeremiah Elliott, not Jeremiah Kelly. But
the police have a really hard job.
Well, they do. But if they can be cops, but Pazin and this outfit, and I know. I mean, I'm telling you, not believe. I know what happened at that Back to Blue rally. I know where Pazin was. I know what Pazin was. I know. And it's one of the reasons he won't come out. Because he'd have to, someday somebody's going to say, hey, Paul, where were you when people were being beaten? Did you know that was happening? Were you watching it? Those are some tremendous questions. And, you know, and by the way, under Hancock and under Paulus, the allowability to run through the streets and attack the state house and burn stuff down without cops pushing back, it's game on. I mean, the same people who are burning the city, these people went and knelt with. Pazin went and knelt with them. The mayor went down and knelt with them. With apologies for saying Kelly, it's Elliot. With apologies. But the truth is the truth.
One other thing, and I'll let you go. This debate coming up, I hope Trump has some advisors talking to him, because this mutant thing could work in Trump's advantage if he does it right, I think.
I agree. See what happens.
Okay.
Thanks. All right. 303-696-1971, and as others have asked, why was Doloff slapped? They made a big deal out of this with Mitch Morrissey. Why was Doloff slapped? Why did Keltner slap Doloff? For no reason at all, just slapped him? You think so? He just walked up and slapped him? Or do you think there was something else that happened? Channel 9 is now building the self-defense using their news media outlets, using their sense of themselves to build a self-defense for Matthew Doloff. And the question's simple. Why was Doloff slapped? And if Jeremiah Elliott had not been at that pinch point, had not been standing at that gate wall, would Lee Keltner have gone home safe? Why was the Denver Post hanging around? Why was Channel 9? It's over. I mean, they're filing out. The demonstration's over. They've made their point, and they're going home. They're walking home. They're leaving. They're walking out. They're leaving. It's over. Why did Elliott hang around? Why did the Post hang around? Why did Channel 9 hang around? You know, we had nothing to do with this, really. 303-696-1971, it is your turn. A trillion art to putting together a perfect kitchen or bathroom remodel. If you want the best countertops, wholesale pricing, contact Mitch Floria, Art of Granite. He's our guy. We talk about him all the time. He grew up in Romania under the Nicolae Ceaușescu. and he can tell you stories that'll scare you. He can turn quartz, granite, marble, other materials into a true work of art right in your home. You can schedule a virtual consultation with Mitch by calling 303-386-5919, 303-386-5919. You can visit his website, artofgranite.com. Start dreaming about your new countertops. Mitch is a good guy, provides the granite from your warehouse and Golden takes it from there, and they bring it to your home. Wholesale prices, no markup. You can get the most for your budget. Mention 710KNUS and get a free bathroom countertop, purchase of your fantastic new kitchen countertops, or get a kitchen or bathroom sink free with a purchase of any countertop package. Called him up this morning, and I mean, truly, just a good, good man. 303-386-5919, 303-386-5919, 303-386-5919, and they'll come all these different ways, artofgranite.com, artofgranite.com. 303-696-1971. 13 days from today is the election. What's the outcome? What do you think the outcome of this is? Can you see Channel 9 building, helping Matthew Dolloff build his self-defense defense? Can you see him? Can you listen to them do it? Isn't it interesting? They went and found Mitch Morrissey, and the way it's approached is that Mitch is just on the street, and they just walk up to him. Would you please not do that? 710 KNUS Denver's talk station. Lines are wide open. 37 tonight, 73 today. It's going to stair step down. Boy, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's going to be cold. Your call's right after this.
Nobody singing the harmony.
Morning, everybody. On a Wednesday, the 21st of October, 2020. Wednesday morning, 710 KNUS for all of us old guys. The announcement comes out. Spencer Davis. Remember Spencer Davis? Give me some loving. Spencer Davis died. He's 81. Damn, dude. Spencer Davis, British rock machine. The name sake band turned out 60s hits like Give Me Some Lovin', I'm a Man, Keep on Running. Died. 81 years of age. Spencer Davis. Wow. 710 KNUS. Good morning, everybody. Weather's beautiful today, and then it sort of drops. People still talking about, and rightfully so, about there's a email with some photos. Pictures clearly show Dolloff's left hand pushing Lee Keltner, and then his right hand was reaching into Lee's jacket. That's why Lee slapped him, to get Dolloff's hand away. Yeah, I think there's something to all of this. 303-696-1971. The role that 9 is playing now, we're going to talk with folks about it coming up this morning. 9 News is handling Dolloff's defense, and they continue to promote, now it's self-defense. I'll just read you. This was the, and Channel 9 carried this. Doug Richards, attorney for the Dolloff family. He's not the attorney for Matthew Dolloff. He's the attorney for the Dolloff family. Matt, he's now known as Matt, was acting in self-defense. Matt put his life and now his liberty in between the now deceased and the 9 News employee. That was not a political assignment for Matt. It was simply Matt protecting your employee. He aims it at Channel 9. 303-696-1971. Where do we go from here? Channel 9, as I said, if you will play it for you again in the next hour, they are clearly helping out Matt Dolloff with his self-defense defense. Mortgage rates are so low today that many homeowners are knocking $400 or $500 off their mortgage payments. I did. Something more. Think of what you do with that kind of money. I did. And that's why our friends over at American Financing need a call. 303-695-7000. Call them this morning. Get a custom loan design around your needs, including the option to choose shorter terms and lower numbers. The refi doesn't have to mean resetting your loan for 30 years. I mean, you know what else you're going to pre-qualify for free and everything that goes with it. Call American Financing today, 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. Call them up this morning. You're there to go. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. But call them this morning, say, all right, I've heard enough. I want to save money. It's pretty simple. 303-695-7000. Let me ask you a question. We talked with that caller. If Channel 9 and the Denver Post were not there following Jeremiah Elliott around all day, would Keltner be alive? It's pretty simple. Would Keltner be alive? And there have been some really great mails sent to us this morning on responsibility. And I think it's really true. We are living in this interesting moment with these characters. And to a point now where what happens next? 303-695-7000. Two other things, too. Roberts is coming up this morning. I read Westward. It's generally the first. Well, I go to one website and then I read Westward. And Michael's headline, New Evil. Well, the headline is How JonBenet Ramsey Non-Story Turned Into a Demonic Blockbuster. Only Roberts. And he finds this latest Globe. Globe's a tabloid. And it says, New Evil Hits Tragic Ramsey Family. Devil Cult Burns JonBenet's Grave. Bizarre Ritual Revealed. Roberts will talk about it. And the other one, too, are my favorite things are the NFL and the ratings crashing. The 17% for Week 6 of Sunday Night Football, the long decline. My source is the, it's called Sportsnaut, SPORTSNAUT.com. These are the numbers. Inside Monday Night Football, slipping further. And it starts out Week 1, 18.94 million viewers. Week 2, 17.69. Week 3, 16.57. Week 4, 15.08. Week 5, 11.4. And finally, they broke out of double digits. Week 6, bottomed out at 9.43. That's the target demo, these males, that the hefty loss. And why? And why? They're taking hits. And they don't, well, now, if you noticed on some of the sidelines, according to what I've watched in terms of what's sent to me on the internet, and actually I've seen watching football with my grandson, I don't see Black Lives Matter everywhere up and down the sidelines. I don't know what they play, what songs they play or don't play, but there is kind of interesting stuff. The NFL's in trouble. The NBA just got trashed. I don't know what the numbers are for the World Series. But when you're losing this much dough and they're trying to figure it out, you believe this. You believe that they're now huddled up, and Goodell has led them into this. And if nothing else, these team owners are greedy. And the other story, and I didn't know anything about it, and last night, reading on the internet, it's everywhere, about Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. I asked Billy this. I think Joe Buck was born in Denver. Would somebody tell me whether he was or not? And they are slamming the flyovers. And because I don't watch, I didn't see it. But Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, they were caught panning the flyovers on a hot mic. And they talk about this ain't going to happen with the Kamala Biden ticket. So that was interesting. That's President Harris to the rest of you. And it says, I'll tell you that right now, partner. So, you know, there again, Joe Buck. Joe Buck saying, tell Aikman, it's not going to happen with a Kamala Biden ticket. Shows you how well they went. My old man used to say, back ass words, right? Flip the words. It's unknown why Aikman believes the Democrats would not waste taxpayer money if given the opportunity. Then again, what the Kamala Biden ticket. And they wonder, and they sit and they wonder, gee, why doesn't anybody want to watch us? Because they became political. The answer to any and all of the above, don't go into politics. I don't know if Aikman's, I don't know what kind of guys they are, but what did they learn? They were apparently following the lead of the NFL, and they got clipped. Now look at them. And I love seeing that happen. You watch it happen. A lot of email flying this morning. The murderer's presence at Channel 7 the night before was a certainty, a political assignment. It was Channel 9 hiring the murderer to protect their activist. I won't refer to them anything but who they are. And they're not journalists. I'll read that to you again. That's good. Well, that's BS because I was talking about 9's defense. The murderer's presence at Channel 7 the night before was certainly a political assignment. It was Channel 9 hiring the murderer to protect their activist. I won't refer to them as something they are not, which is journalist. Very good. Very good. So, now what? And everybody else in town is run from the story. Channel 7 doesn't want anything to do with this because they're going to get pulled into it. Channel 4, I mean, that unbelievable. The only thing that could have been worse than the interview that Jeremiah Elliott did on Channel 4 was the one that Channel 9 did. They promoted his GoFundMe page. I mean, God, you know, that's the role that this outlet is playing. And switching everybody around all the time. And the part I just can't get over, they just happened upon Mitch Morrissey. This happened upon him in the tree-lined street. He's got on the blazer, the open-neck shirt. It's all optics, folks. And Mitch is helping out with the defense. Whether he knows he's doing it or not, you'd have to ask Mitch. But why else would he appear and start talking about self-defense as a battling district attorney? Because he's, on some level, and I'm sure he's aware of it if he's not, what Channel 9 is doing is they're using their newscast to present a self-defense argument for Matthew Dolloff, the murderer. But I love the, where'd I do with it? I got one of those mornings. The statement that was made by Dolloff's attorney. And it's really kind of interesting. Here it is. Matt, he's now Matt, and Doug Richards is the attorney for the Dolloff family. I'm told this guy's a good lawyer. The headline is criminal case against unlicensed security guard could come down to self-defense argument. I'll hold it up to the microphone so you can see it. This is on Channel 9. They're telling you, let me read this to you again. This is a Channel 9 news headline. Criminal case against unlicensed security guard could come down to self-defense argument. Why are they saying that? There's no mention of Channel 9, by the way. It's just on their website. Criminal case against unlicensed security guard could come down to self-defense argument. They're setting it up. Stefan has those friends that tell Stefan that they're screwing with a jury pool. And then they print Doug Richards, attorney for the Dolloff family, not for Matt, but for the family. Matt was acting in self-defense. He's already made this statement, right? Matt put his life and now his liberty in between the now deceased, I love it, Tex Keltner's now the now deceased, and the 9 News employee. This was not a political assignment for Matt. What was Friday night at Channel 7? This is simply Matt protecting your employee. 303-696-1971. Joe Buck was born in St. Petersburg, Florida. Okay. Good. His father was a Cardinals broadcaster. All right. 303-696-1971. I'm amazed by this. I mean, it's so good and so well put together. There's a part of you that when you watch these guys in action, you go, damn, that was good. Wow. And so you trotted out Mitch Morrissey yesterday, and you had a great optic shot, and he given a self-defense, you know, presentation for you. And Kyle Clark does Pontius Pilate. You know, we brought people in from out of town. As though, and this is the part that struck me, as though coming in from out of town makes it okay. Remember when the guy did Stanley Garnett? Remember that? Oh, good. And they got another stooge they're working now. I don't know. 13 days from today, we'll know where the rubber meets the road. 9 is helping with his defense. Is there any mind? Okay, we got to do a turnaround and come back to everybody's calls. Twin Aspen Dental Center is open. They need some specialty work to make your smile beautiful. You need a family dental clinic for your checkups and cleanings. Dr. Brian Richter, my guy, the family guy, he's our guy. He's our dentist. We trust, pandemic or not, keeping their patients, employees, and the community safe is always the top priority. They treat every patient as if they're infectious, maintain top-notch infection control protocols, keeping their team and you and your family safe regardless of the procedures. Experience the same quality of care that the family has experienced for years. My daughter, my son, all of us, Twin Aspen Dental. Twin Aspen Dental Center, Dr. Brian Richter, a full-service dental clinic, takes care of everything, smallest cavities to total dental makeovers. And right now, this is the best one of all. If you sign up today, become a new patient today, you get free teeth whitening for the rest of your life. Free teeth whitening for the rest of your life. 303-841-7466. Find them today on the web, TwinAspenDentalCenter.com. They're so good. Call them this morning, 303-841-7466.
Listen live at radio.com. This is the Peter Boyle Show.
Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, the 21st morning of October 2020. 73 the high, 62 tomorrow. It gets cold outside. I will go to, is it Tyler on line one? Tyler, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm good.
I had a quick question for you. I wanted your opinion on the way the social media is hiding the Hunter Biden laptop issues and stuff. Your thoughts on maybe at the debate tomorrow if Trump could possibly set up a website to publish all that information and
well,
let people know about it.
Have you seen any of the email? Because I haven't.
I've seen snips of it.
No, that's what I'm saying. But I mean, Billy and I just had a heated conversation about it. Fox News, first of all, as you know, gets the receipt from the laptop repair shop that allegedly shows the name and signature Hunter Biden. And, you know, Hunter Biden, there's no question Hunter Biden is a sleazy character. And
right.
Is the story being suppressed? Is Google suppressing the story? Especially the New York Post claimed in a story that they had the hard drive. Remember that? And they said they had the emails.
Well, it's my understanding that Twitter bans the New York Post after they published it.
I agree. And that's why Billy and I were talking about what role do these servers come up with? What's their – and if they politicize the server and the argument, well, they're a private company, they can do what they want. Well, you know, yes and no. If you have my trust, and do you really have any trust in any of these people?
I personally don't, not at all.
All right, here, let me go one better. Do you have trust in the FBI?
No, not at all.
Good. Do you have trust in the CIA?
No.
Or do you have trust in the media, the local media, or the national media?
Not at all.
So what do you do?
Well, I mean, that's why I would like for Trump to be able to put his side of the story. I mean, I think Rudy Giuliani must have some kind of evidence that he could post, I would think.
Well, Giuliani's Trump's lawyer, and they said that he's the one that gave Hunter Biden's laptop to the cops. Did you see? Yeah,
I saw on a Media Matters poster, a newscast, there was some text messages and stuff back and forth about a young female, and they were actually showing pictures of the text. So there has to be,
I haven't read, and I don't think anyone, I mean, people may have gotten a glimpse of something, but I mean, first of all, we can find agreement that Hunter Biden's some underhanded character.
Correct.
And what was he using? Was he using his father, or was his father? Were they using each other? Because remember, they got Joe's brother in this. Everybody's in the deal.
All right.
And they claim they have pictures of Biden doing stuff. And I don't know. I mean, I want to know if Donald Trump can get that shot in tomorrow night.
Right. Well, that's why I mean with the mediators or whatever they call them, that do these debates, I think they try to cut him off whenever he tries to do something.
All right. After the experience that you had watching Chris Wallace and who's coming up tomorrow night, do you trust any of those people?
Not at all. That's why, I'm trying to think of a way that maybe he could blurt something out to where they can't cut him off.
All right. Do you think
get his point across.
All right. Do you think it's a Russian trick? On The Hill, a couple days ago did a piece that I read. And it said, is it a Russian trick? Is it a hack job? Or is it just exactly what they say it is? It's the repository of Hunter Biden's authentic emails. It's one of three.
Well, I think the director of national security or whoever came out and said that there's no possible way it has anything to do with the Russians.
I agree. So you think they set Hunter Biden up?
No, I think Hunter Biden is just as corrupt as he could be. I think Joe Biden played into it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you on everything you just said. I agree with all the mistrust. But it's one of three things. The Hill's a pretty good outlet. And they said, look, the evidence overwhelmingly trends to establish that the laptop is exactly what it's represented to be. It's Hunter Biden's emails, Hunter Biden's documents. But I haven't seen anything, and I don't know if anybody else has seen stuff, but, and, I mean, there's a lot here, and would I be shocked given Hunter Biden's past performance? This is Hunter Biden.
Right. Well, yeah, his father's on tape bragging about getting the prosecutor fired for it. So.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it is,
as Bill said, it's an opinion piece, and that's right. That's what we do. We are an opinion show. I'm not a news show. No, Hill said it. Yeah. Well, I got it in front of me, Billy.
Sir, I'm sorry. I don't mean to jump in here. The Hill did not. That was an opinion piece that was published in The Hill, just like it's on their editorial page.
We have Jimmy coming up. He has an opinion piece that was published in The Hill.
Yes.
It doesn't make the position of The Hill. It's the position that they published the guy's work in.
Yes, and you kept saying The Hill said this.
Well, that's
and
why
they
I read
didn't.
It.
No, I know that, but it's by Andrew McCarthy.
I stand, Bill, what's wrong? I said I read it in The Hill.
No, you said The Hill said it. It's different.
Okay.
That is
sorry.
Different.
I am sorry.
That is legitimately different. I'm sorry, but it's legitimately different.
So when Kyle Clark says it, is it just Kyle Clark or is it Channel 9?
Is Kyle Clark writing an opinion piece inside of the... Wait, hang on a sec.
Of course he is.
I'm going to back up to the beginning of my sentence again. Is Kyle Clark writing an opinion piece that is published as an editorial inside the Denver Post, The Hill, Newsweek, Time Magazine, Breitbart, or anywhere else?
It's the same thing what we do, Bill. It's what we do. We don't do the news. We do opinion.
Aware there are things called editorial pages
in
newspapers.
No, that's why
okay,
I read
hang
it.
On a sec. Are the editorial pages the same things as the reporters?
Well, anymore, yes.
No.
There is no, Bill, come on. The line has been crossed so many times.
When you're on the editorials, it's no. The editorial is where they're putting the opinions. We can talk about the reporting, but reporting is the reporting side of things.
Is CNN a news site or are they reporters?
They do. What do you mean? News site or reporters?
CNN,
that's the same thing.
No, it isn't.
Wait, that is the same thing. If you have reporters, you're delivering news. News aggregating sites are different.
Is CNN,
but I think you're looking for reporters or opinion. I think of the words you're looking for.
That's what CNN does.
They have opinion pieces. They have opinion pieces on their pages.
Would they hire some far leftist to work at Fox News being a reporter?
Listen, when on The Hill,
this is what happened.
Right underneath the headline, when it says the views expressed by the contributors are their own and not the view of The Hill, you can't turn and say The Hill is saying this. They just said it on their page.
I read it on The Hill. Do you feel better now?
At least you're accurate, yes. At least we're being accurate. It'd be more accurate if you actually reference the author. Because it's an opinion piece.
He said a Russian trick, a hack job, or just what it looks
Andrew
like.
Yes, Andrew McCarthy.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, it's a good piece. But the issue is it is not
to
the
Hill. Caller, Tyler. Is it a hack job? Is it a Russian trick? Or is it his email?
Well, I believe it's you know, the fact of the matter is they're coming out and saying they have the hard drive and there's several copies of it.
Yeah.
So it's not a like, oh, we got one anonymous source saying this and that. And,
let me ask Bill.
It sounds like there's evidence.
Bill. Hunter's laptop, is it a Russian trick, a hack job, or just what it looks like?
So far, hack job. I don't think that whether or not it's Russian, I'm not sure. But so far, the information that I see doesn't purport there anything that links it per se to Hunter Biden. The story from the computer owner has changed several times. The person that dropped off the laptops never came back to get them. They don't have Hunter Biden in Delaware at the time he was supposed to drop it off. I mean, there are all sorts of problems with it. The emails don't contain metadata that they should if they're generated from an actual email server when you have them on your laptop. So that means they were probably cut and paste or taken from somewhere else because they don't appear. As originals, there are issues with it. There are questions. I'm not saying it's completely false. I'm saying there are issues with what it says.
When the director of national intelligence comes out, John Radcliffe, and says the laptop is not part of some Russian disinformation campaign, do you believe that? Because it doesn't fit your narrative.
What is Radcliffe's background in intelligence?
He's the director of national intelligence.
No, I understand that he can be appointed the director. What I'm curious about is what is his background in intelligence?
In other words, what are his politics?
No.
If he's
no.
a Republican, you won't believe him.
Nope, I didn't say
if he's
politics.
A Democrat, he's believable.
No, I want to know what his background is in intelligence.
Really.
Hang on a sec. This is important because if he doesn't have a concrete grounded background in intelligence, no. I don't believe him if he has a D behind his name or an R behind his name. I don't believe him if he's not qualified for the job.
Tyler, you see what I deal with? He's the director of national intelligence.
So he's privy to a lot of information that others aren't.
He previously served as a representative from Texas. He was a representative from Texas. I don't see anything in his background that tells me he's an intelligence
guy. It doesn't matter what his background is.
Yes, it does.
He gets all the information on national intelligence.
He's from Texas. That'll kill it for Billy.
No, I don't. I like Texas.
There's also reports that some of the cronies that were working with Biden who are in prison for this act.
Well, the one guy is. Is
Hunter's, they have emails.
Hunter's partner.
The same stuff.
Hunter's partner is sitting in jail right now. His partner who rolled on him.
Yeah, so I mean, to be a scam, you'd have to come up with some proof to that. Say it's a Russian hoax. I mean, that didn't work on the impeachment process.
No, but they're back with the Russians again. And the FBI is in possession of Hunter Biden's, Billy, can I say purported laptop? Does that make it feel better?
No, it can be his laptop, but the issue is whether or not.
But I thought it wasn't. Is it or isn't it? Is this his laptop or isn't it?
We haven't verified it yet, but the issue is you're drawing the FBI has it. And we don't know what the FBI is doing with it.
That's my point. When we talked off air.
And I know, but you said that the FBI is deep-sixing it, is how you described it.
No, I said
that. No, that's exactly what you said.
No, I did say that. But why isn't that forward? I guarantee you this much. This FBI that is most untrustworthy, the FBI has always been rather untrustworthy. Here's a question for the caller.
So if the FBI comes out and says that it is his laptop and it's absolutely legal, then you're not going to believe him because the FBI is BS?
No, because I don't trust the, trust the FBI. At the same time, here's a question. If that were Donald Trump's son's laptop, don't you think that would be in the media right now, Tyler, all the email?
It'd be frontline news on every show.
I agree.
It'd be nonstop.
And that's part of the FBI is part of the deep state. They're part of the swamp, like the CIA. And they would make sure that this got forward between now and 13 days from now. I mean, I don't know what's on those emails. I started the story on the air and off the air. I don't know what's on the email. But this idea the whole thing's a hoax, no, it isn't. It's one of three things. It was printed in The Hill. The Hill didn't say this, but they printed it. Of course, they didn't say it because they can't. But they can print stuff, and I can read stuff. And they ask you one of three things. Is it a hoax? Is it a Russian trick? Is it a hack job? Or is it exactly what it is? Hunter Biden's laptop. Final comment. Tyler, it's yours.
Well, one point I would make also is if they're already claiming that it's a Russian hoax, they're not denying that it exists. So
well, no, but the guys
That's
come out. The National Director of Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, said it's not a hoax. We need to know more about him.
That's my point. That's why I would like Trump to have a platform to be able to expose this evidence.
I hope
you
bring, they're not going to let him talk about foreign policy. Maybe you can get this in. All right, man. Woof. Good karma. We're coming back on the other side. Hang on. 710 KNUS.
There are three ways to reach the show. Call us at 303-696-1971. Text us on the free-to-download 710 KNUS app. Or send us an email. Just go to the Peter Boyles page at 710knus.com and click on Email the Show.